It'll be April at the earliest before coronavirus vaccines are available to the general public in Massachusetts. Unlike most states, Massachusetts will include prisons and homeless shelters in the first phase of vaccinations that will begin this month. Joining us now with details of this historic pandemic vaccination plan is WBUR's Martha Biebiger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
So the governor, Governor Baker, rolled out the state's plan yesterday. The first 60,000 doses could be delivered to hospitals and frontline workers as early next week. What happens from there?
Well, Bob, it's going to vary from hospital to hospital. So some may start giving shots within 24 hours, but others plan to wait a week or even two while they bring in extra staff to run vaccine clinics. And priorities within hospitals are going to be different as well. So some will vaccinate their ICU staff first. Others will start in their COVID outpatient clinics because staff there see patients early when people are more infectious. Now, many individual employees don't know yet exactly where they fall on these priority lists, and they're anxious to find out. David Twitchell is the chief pharmacy officer at Boston Medical Center, and he says, finally, there's some hope.
We actually had celebratory emails when everything came out. Not that it was terribly new, but it's very real now, and excited to be able to start fighting back.
Martha, the next group that'll get the vaccine is nursing home staff and residents and assisted living facilities. Phase one will also, as I understand it, include community health centers, police, firefighters, EMTs, home health care workers, and then prisons and shelters. Tell us the common theme there.
Well, Governor Baker says it's the risk of infection, serious illness, and then the need for hospitalization. So it's about individuals and the health system. Hospitals are filling up, as you've been reporting, Bob, and the governor wants to both slow the demand for hospital beds and keep the doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, and medical assistants who serve those patients on the job. He says that's why frontline hospital staff, those who deal directly with COVID patients, are at the top of the list.
Providing this group with the vaccine first will protect them from exposure and ensure that they can continue to provide health care to others safely.
Now, healthcare workers are a vaccine priority across the country, as are nursing homes. What's different in Massachusetts is including some of the crowded settings like homeless shelters and prisons in phase one. The governor's advisory group on vaccines really pushed to include them as an equity issue.
Martha, we've been hearing a lot about equity. What's it mean and how's it going to work?
Well, in addition to including the folks in prisons and homeless shelters, within hospitals, for example, vaccines will go to all employees in an ICU. So cleaning staff and nursing assistants there will be offered vaccines before doctors in many other units. In addition, Massachusetts plans to distribute more vaccine to communities with the highest infection rates, and those are often predominantly Black and Latinx communities. Reverend Liz Walker is a member of the advisory group that made these recommendations.
Because more than anything, this group worked hard to affirm the ultimate value of life, of every life.
But Walker acknowledges that offering the vaccine equitably doesn't mean people, including members of her own congregation, will take it. So persuading those who are hesitant or who don't trust the vaccines may be the biggest challenge ahead.
So are members of the state's vaccine advisory group convinced themselves that the vaccines are safe and that they'll work?
Well, Dr. Paul Bittinger, who chairs that group, says these coronavirus vaccine trials are more closely scrutinized than anything he's seen before. He says there's a robust system to track problems, and he reminds people that these vaccines are the way out of this pandemic. But Bittinger says it could be 6 to 9 months or more before we can stop wearing masks, before we can avoid indoor gatherings, and we will still need to keep our distance outside. Here's why.
So what we know about vaccines is that they dramatically lower your risk of needing hospitalization or dying. They protect you. What we don't know is whether they completely prevent you from getting a low-level infection or transmitting the illness.
We may get more information about whether the vaccines do that, prevent infection, as more trial results come out.
All right, Martha. So in the big picture, phase one of the vaccine program is for healthcare workers, nursing home folks, and other groups that we've talked about. The general public is in phase three, hopefully coming out in April. Who gets the vaccine in phase two, and when does phase two begin?
Phase two is supposed to start in February, and here we'll really see vaccine distribution ramp up. This phase includes people with conditions like asthma or diabetes that put them at great risk for more serious cases of COVID. It includes daycare staff, K-12 teachers, everyone considered an essential worker. So picture your grocery store clerks, bus drivers, utility crews. And it also includes adults who are 65 years or of age or older. There will be a lot of overlap, of course, among all of these categories, but by the end of March, the Baker administration expects that more than 2 million Massachusetts residents will have received a coronavirus vaccine.
So, Martha, when we get to phase two for these people and we get to phase three for the general public, where are folks going to get these vaccines?
We don't have the details on that, Bob, but what we have been told is that it may happen at pharmacies, it may happen at public health departments, and it may happen at some specially designated vaccination clinics. So these might be massive spaces where people would line up somewhat similar to what we're seeing with testing sites now for their coronavirus vaccine.
All right. WBUR's Martha Meminger will be following all this in the months ahead. Thanks a lot for the conversation this morning, Martha.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you.